והא טוב שניין היי ויתה בהשם המוישה בהר סינא לאמור השם ספיקס את מוישה בהר סינא לאמור דבר בני ישראל ומעטו עליהם כי סבויו אל האורץ אשר אני נויסן לכם ושוב סו האורץ שבוס לשם משוב שחורת שבוס לשם את שבי שעביס לשם שיש שונים תזרה סודכו ושיש שונים תזמור כרמך ואוספתו אס תבו עשו The Torah tells us the tremendous mitzvah of Shemitah. The Torah starts off Parashas Bahar with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Speak to Klal Yisrael and tell them that when they come into the land that I'm giving to over to them, Vishof Soha Oret Shabbos Lashem, the land has to rest. A Shabbos Lashem. Rashi points out Ma'in Shemitah is a Har Sinai. What is the in of Shemitah next to Har Sinai? Kol ha-mitzvah shnemar b'Sinai. What's the pshat? Shemitah. Davi al-Bnei b'Har Sinai le'imor. Hashem spoke to him, Davi al-Bnei b'Har mitzvah shemitah. All the mitzvah given at Sinai. What's the Rashi with the Torah emphasis on the mitzvah of Shemitah by Sinai? Ma Shemitah nemar kol hosev v'dukeh b'Sinai. Avkan nemar kol hosev v'dukeh b'Sinai. Everything was said. At Sinai, so what's the pshat? So Rashi's masber later on. So what's the pshat? This is a teres kan. What's the pshat? I mean, so where has Rashi know? So Rashi says, "V'nir lishikapi rush if yishalom matzino shmitas karkoy shenisnes ba'arves moyav mishnah Torah." We don't find that shmitas karkoy is mentioned in mishnah Torah at all. We don't find it mentioned in Mishnah Torah. The manner of Shukloseho or Pratoseho or Perusheho Kulo Nemru Bisina. They're all said from Sinai. The Boakas Vulimad Kab. I'll call Dibur Shinadar the Moisha Shemisino here Kulon Kloseho with them. Because by this mitzvah we don't find Pashat Dvarim. Torahs go into the Kulon Pratim of it. Only over here in Pashat Vayikr, which is still over here Sinai. Vais to ois, it's a right that all mitzvahs, since Mishnah Shemitah wasn't Nishnas again, in Seder Parashat Dvarim, even though it was Nishnas there, Rashi says in the first one, bring down that it was only the Ein of Shemitah Safim, not the Skakois. So we have to say that all the Kolam and Pratim that we have must have been said by Sinai. And therefore, all the mitzvahs were said at Sinai. All the mitzvahs were said at Sinai. All the mitzvahs were said at Sinai, obviously, but all the mitzvahs were said, don't think that there was this chadash, that everything was said from Sinai. Okay. Go ahead for coming. The Maisa, it's a pelet gezach. I mean, you go to the Rashi, I mean, okay, now what do we do? So you want to tell us that everything was said, like all the clothes and products were said by Sinai. What's the word of Rashi? I mean, obviously we want to obviously know that. Don't think that it was because we know that the Torah was Nishnas again. You know, more yet, so we have to know everything was for Sinai. And what would be if it was Nishnas at Olam Moed? Maybe by Olam Moed and in Parashat Dvar, Moshe got another Giloy of the Pratim. He maybe got the Kolam and the Pratim. What's the point that he, that's one kash. Secondly, why was the mitzvah of Shemitah singled out as the mitzvah? Right? I mean, you could have done the first kash is that what's the word that we have to know that all mitzvahs Kolam and Pratim are said by Sinai? Why is that the word we have to know everything was from Sinai? I mean, if the Kodesh Baruch gave it, so maybe gave it there, you know. Sinai obviously represents an Andhra you know, an Andrazak. But I'm saying the void is, we want to know that all the Klal and Prat are given by Sinai. Okay. But what's the emphasis over here? Second thing we want to ask is, why is Shemitah the mitzvah given? If every mitzvah said Klal and Prat, what are we coming out now? Every mitzvah, Klal and Prat, every part of the mitzvah was said at Sinai. So we could have used any mitzvah to, as to be the example. We could have said that any mitzvah, we could have said, Vada'a v'sham Moshe leim, v'har Sinai leim, or Da'a v'nei Yisrael, v'yichu lachem, truma, whatever, do truma, you know, mitzvah's truma, whatever mitzvah, you could have told me. And we said, what, just like the truma wasn't repeated, why Dafka the Torah pointed out that this mitzvah, Shemitah, as the mitzvah to teach us a close sample of Sinai and Sinai? Another question we have, is there a din v'sofat l'chosh sheva sha'apsu shonim sheva shum sheva poim? You should count seven times seven. V'hoyu l'choy yimei sheva sha'apsu shonim teishva poim shana. After the first parasha Bahar, which talks about Shemitah, we have another mitzvah of counting again. Very interesting. It's a very interesting zachar. There's a lot said about that, the issue of counting. Seven sevens, and then you get to 49, the seventh of seven, you have 49 years, and then the 50 year, the Jubilee year, Jubilee, that's what the English translates it, Yovel, Jubilee year, the Jubilee year, and that year, you have out the Shoifa Chur, the Cholaz, the Cholaz, the Cholaz, the Cholaz, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, and Makash the 50th year. So it's very interesting that L'chor, Shemitah and Yovel are very connected. Even L'chor, they're two different halachas. Yovel is another year. After 49, if the 49 years means seven times doing the Shemitah, you come to the Yovel year. So L'chor, it seems to be that the Yovel, that the Shemitah is Achana for Yovel. So far, just like we talked about now, the sphere being Achana for Yom Chamishim. So we count seven times, 7 weeks, 7 days. So we come to the 50th day, because that's the preparation of the 50th day. But it seems the Chayra, Yovel has his own dinim. It's also, same thing. What's the Pshat, Shemitah being the Achana for Yovel? And the third question, Vavarta Shoifer. And you know what the word Yovel really means, Rabbi Zad? Don't all answer at once. You make it Yovel, the year of Yovel. Yovel he. What does the word Yovel mean, Rabbi Zad? What? Yovel means Dichrud. Yovel is a Shoifer. Be'etzem, it's the year of Jubilee year, but it's the year of the Shoifer. We see the Gemara brings Takim in Roshonah Chesem and Beis. The Gemara has at least one. I don't know if we pass it that way. One man says if they don't blow the shofar, there's no Jubilee year. You can have everything. All our laws of Jubilee don't apply. If there's no shofar, no Jubilee. Tell the Gazal. The Gemara says if you don't blow the shofar, one says it, but. So what's the word, the shofar? And hopefully we must by other things. Those are the inyanim. So we want to say like this. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimor. The mitzvah, or the mitzvah of Har Sinai, the mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai. There's a tremendous yesod in that, Rabbi Zad. And that, the mitzvahs, and we have to work on this very strong, to understand that the mitzvahs are God-given. That the mitzvahs are from Sinai. Har Sinai is a mokoim. Where the Shechina was shoira on the Har Sinai. And the mitzvahs were given by a Borei Olam. And the mitzvahs were given to a Klal Yisrael to follow the way of the Yibbeinu Shel Olam. with an amunah of Har Sinai. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'Har Sinai leimor. At Sinai we mekabel all the mitzvahs, the klolim, the pratim, all the mitzvahs. At Har Sinai, because we reached the level of amunah in a boirei oilam, that we're ready to mekabel all the mitzvahs, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask of us, at a prada acharoin, because in Har Sinai we had the amunah shleima, and we understood that the tzivoy was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings in Parshas Vaschanon, Ato Horeis Olodas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oy Milvado Kosh Baruch Hu Poiseh Ato Shiva Rekir Ato Horeis Vay Harsini Was Ato Horeis Olodas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oy Milvado. And just like the mitzvah of Shemitah, which was said Kololi Uprodesel, a mitzvah of Shemitah, Rabbi Yisai, is a mitzvah that could only be miskabel by an am that's totally ma'amin in Bashem. The mitzvah Shemitah brings out with clarity that the Kabbalah HaTorah that we did in Har Sinai was b'toch emunah shleim in the Bari Olam. Because the mitzvah of Shemitah, as Chazal said, Gibor Yikoyach, the Malachim look at Gibor, how's it shayich? I just saw a picture, I forgot where, I saw a picture on one of these papers, they saw a picture of a certain person here in Eretz Yisrael decided to keep Shemitah, and he had certain dunam of land besoich other people that are not keeping Shemitah. And you see, everybody comes to the field, they see like a lot of land that's planted, and sowed, and plowed, and rising up, and they see like a whole patch, and there's nothing, desolate, nothing. And this guy's watching the whole year. These farmers are watching. They have nothing. It's Kedai for birds to go out to the field. This year's year of Shemitah to go out to the field and to see the Amunah, Rabbi. The Amunah and Bari Yoilam. You tell a guy. Take your field, your whole Parnassah. That's it. Everything. This is your dentist, Rabbi. DDS on his license plate. Bernstein. He went to medical school. No teeth for a year. No cavity fillings. No whitewashing the teeth. Dream smiles. None of it. Dr. Bernstein, DDS. You gotta go ahead and go into the base medrash for a year. Put away the tools! No, sir. Into the base. Put away all those medical tools. We have another guy. He works, he's a pediatrician. Take that stethoscope and put it away, hang it on a hook for a year. Leave it on the hook. Let it hear the wall. Anything's going on in the wall. Nothing. For a whole year, that is Parnassah. Come on, Rabbi. Take it easy. Take it easy with these laws over here. Put away your stethoscope for the year. Hang up the plunger. Joe's plumbing service. No plumbing for the year. Finally smells good. Anyway, no plumbing for the whole year. Mamash Apella de Gazar. To tell him to give. Is that Shaykh? Kiboy Rekoyach is also the Medrash says. Kiboy Rekoyach. Unbelievable. The Teretz is, how is it? Teretz is a. This comes from an Amunah of a person. Amunah Baboy Reoyah. An Amunah at the Bahar Sinai. That they unbelieve with the utmost belief that the Baboy Reoyah was mitzvah with them. And they were Mekabal Ha'ul Malchusai. And that's the Pshat in all mitzvahs. Was all the Dikduke HaMitzvah said, we see that the Pshat is from a Bari Oyel, who are Maimed, that everything that he said, and everything that he was asked for, was every mitzvah that is all Bari Oyel. Every Dikduke mitzvah that we have, all. Why are you being so hard on yourself? Because we're maiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the field to rest this way, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat our cholent. Not selecting out the beans. Come on, take it easy. Don't be so, get so specific over here. So I peeled the potato with a potato peeler. They're taking him out, to throw him off the cliff. They caught him with a potato peeler! Come on! Two Adam saw the thing, they warned him, and he kept going with the potato peeler. Out! Off the roof! And they took away his potato, just for a potato peeler. Come on, Rabbi! Teretz says, every dikduk of mitzvah said, Misina, we believe 100% this is Bayri Olam Torah. Shemitah brings that out so clearly, because the mitzvah of Shemitah is only. And when Maimon, from Har Sinai, the moment that we will reach that level of Amunah, we're Maimon with a tifa Amunah, with a deep Amunah. The mitzvah, every single mitzvah, that's so evil, is Bayri Olam. It's only tzivay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. Shemitah brings that out the most. The Chassam Sofer says Shemitah is the greatest. Chassam Sofer is a pillar, unbelievable zach. Another thing about Shemitah, the Chassam Sofer says that the mitzvah of Shemitah brings out that the Torah is so true. Because how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is he laying himself on the line like that? The Chassam Sofer says the TB, you don't plan, don't they? And you're going to have a bracha and you're guaranteed everything's going to be okay. What is Bajan putting that in the Torah for? He's putting himself out on the line. He's making a chas v'sholem only Bari Olam. It's a rise from Bari Olam. It's the biggest proof that the Torah is from the Bari Olam. Because no one else can guarantee such a thing. Who would put it up? Oh, for sure you're going to have, don't worry about it. Mr. Dennis, you take off a year, don't worry, you'll have it. How can you tell it? You don't know. But the Bari Olam knows. The Bari Olam controls the world. The mitzvah of Shemitah brings out the clarity of the Bayri Olam and our Amun in the Bayri Olam. It's the Bayri Olam and our Amun that he's in charge of the world. He's the king. He's the Shoilet on the Bria. And that could be the Pshat Shabbos, Lashem, Lashem, Hashem, Kemosh Shabbos, Bracious. That's what it is. It brings it about and we maimin and we rest from the using the field. It's like Mama Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is made. I stop working because I want to be made. There's a Bayre Oilo. He's in charge of the world. And I'm going to do his mitzvah. Even though it looks like I have a loss. Because I'm maimin 100% that because Baruch Hu says this is what we should do. And there's nothing to talk about. Because I understand, I believe with true emunah, real emunah. As the Mephoshim say, Shabbos Lashem, L'shem Hashem, it can't be the reason why you're leaving the field foul that year, because as the Mephoshim bring down, that sometimes every land needs to rest at a certain time. It's not good to work the land, even agriculturally, it's brought down, you're supposed to leave the world. No. Okay, you should work it 6 years in a row. Work it heavy, hard and heavy. But the seventh year, let it lie, not because it needs a rest, because Shabbos Lashem, Torah Lashem. I'm not resting on Shabbos during the week because I need a hard week this week. I work 21 hours a day. I need to schluff. I'm doing a Shabbos Lashem because Baruch Hu told me to rest on this day like he rested. I mean, made in Kutchabrich. Every mitzvah, everybody say, is a testimony. It's the edus that we believe. We're truly maminim, everybody say. We're maminim amitim. Anasoif. And we understand that the Bayri, it's his world. I think it's my world, so I could do whatever I could do. If I think it's my world and I'm in control, I'm shoilet here. So then I could decide when I want to work and I will this work that thing and this thing. But I feel it's Bayri Olam's world, and I'm a mind with 100%. So every mitzvah I do, I understand that he wants me to do it, and forget everything's going to work out. I'm not going to have a loss. Tzivisias brichasi. And this is be'emes the hachon, Rabbi Yisrael, for Yoivel, Rabbi Yisrael. While Yoivel is even harder than the Soyan, Rabbi Yisrael. Yoivel is in the Soyan, you got to give back the land totally. B'shnas ha-Yoivel ha-Zosh toshuvu isha l'chuzah. We don't understand it, Rabbi Yisrael. That guy owns a property. 48 years, I own a property, it's my property. My parnasa comes from it. Okay, take a year off, take a week off, take a year. Give it back. Just like that. Give back the property that I worked hard to buy and to own. Give it back. I have an eved that it's my eved. Send him home. Yes. Because nothing in the world is really yours. See, Bein Hashalayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us an unbelievable, this is my own Hachavana, but he gave us an unbelievable training course for Sofar Torah L'cha, 7 years of laying the year to ingrate in the brain. It's not my world. I'm not in control over here. I'm maiming 100% the Bein Adam's Kaka. In the 50th year, give it back. Give it right back. Shofar represents Rabbi Sai. Shofar represents Rabbi Sai. What is Shofar? The mitzvah of Shofar we once spoke many times about Rosh Hashanah. Shofar is that we blow the Shofar because deep down, who are we with the neshama? It's the koyach neshama. That's who we are be'etzem. Well, we have a guf that's machtzitz. Shofar brings out the koyach, that the ruach, which goes into the shofar, which comes from the ruach eloka, the chelak eloka, the ruach neshama ve'yipach be'apach ruach elokim. That comes out to the forefront to the Ibn Shalom. That's why shofar has such a power, Rabbi Yisrael. And like the shofar is choytzitz in the mouth, the physical. To let that air, that neshama come out, to breathe that kuribari oilam. I understand fully well that I'm a neshama, that's a chelek of the kami mal in this world. I don't get lost in feeling that I'm a bialim on this world. I don't get lost in my iskashus to this world to feel that I have become attached to it because it's my world. It's not my world. I'm a chelek of the kami mal, I'm shabari oilam. It's bari oilam's world. That's the end of the shofar. After those years, so many years, we blow the shofar to declare all the gashmias that we have. Take it back. Let it go back to its owners. It shot to Bari Oilam, and I'm giving it back to Bari Oilam. Says to give it back. I've worked on myself enough to become a chayrus, a ben chayrus, to be free from that tishtabdus, from being mishtabit to the oilam, the physical world. That's after Avodah 49 days, Rabbi Yisrael. 49 years, I'm sorry. Sheva Shabbos is to me, Sheva, every 7 years, Rabbi Yisrael. The Nachal Kidum, and what am I doing every 7 years? I'm being mischazik, and what do they do in 7 years, Rabbi Yisrael? What is the guy supposed to do? He's a farmer, what's he doing? Take out those solitaire computers. What is he going to do for a whole year, Rabbi Yisrael? Torch and bring down? And the 7 years of Shemitah is Torah. He learns Torah. The Nachal Kidum says an unbelievable thing. The Nachal Kidum says, he says that the Gemara says in Brachos, we're going to have Mitzvah Hashem. Lamed Hamid Beis, the Gemara says that, I think Rav has said to his Talmidim, we have it here, we can look it up. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hay says that Rav has said to his Talmidim, I think Rav. That Rav has said, Amalei Rabba the Rabbanim, Vatusim Inaychu, Vyomi Nisan of Yemi Tishri, Lotishaz Kamoi. And Tishri and Nisan, don't come to me. Don't come to the base medrash. Stay out of the base medrash. Why? So, Kihechid Lotitri, you should be busy with your Mizoras. Oh, yeah, work those 2 years in the field, those agricultural seasons. Work those 2 months. The rest of the year, be in the base medrash. Comes out of Bosai. Is up to Nachal Kidumim. In 6 years of Boisai, how many months did they usually work? They were in the base measure all the time. How many months did you work? 12 months. Shnashmit is up to Nachal Kidumim. Those 12 months they lost out of learning. The Ruchni is, they had to work the field, make Parnasa. Every 7th year we make it up, Matt. It's up to Nachal Kidumim. 12 more months. But the tachlis of Shnashmit of Boisai, Shabbos Lashem, just like Shabbos. What are you doing that day on Shabbos? Don't tell, I don't want to answer, we know what guys are doing. But what are you supposed to be doing on Shabbos? Shabbos we spoke about, is it Yichud Hashem? Shabbos the Cheder Yichud. For the farmers, Shnas Shmita is the Shabbos Lashem. The Mamish Mishavri to get that, they ingrain with him that you saw it to Mamish Mishboinen and to be Miskasha on a Tifa Oyvah through Torah and Mitzvahs that year to Miskasha that I shouldn't get lost. That I'm working the field, I shouldn't get Mishtabit, that I should think that this world is real. I catch this world. I'm a Bailam on this world. I have no Bailas. I have to do my job. I have to make Parnasa. But I have no Bailas. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's by world. What's my tafkid? Shabbos Lashem is attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I have 6 years that I get lost in that. I have the seventh year to remind myself and to ingrain and to feel mamrish, that spiritual upliftingness that after a year of Shemitah, they're in a different world. We're ingrained again. I'm going to go through 6 years now that I'm going to really believe. That's what every Shabbos is, Rabbi Yisai. People don't realize what we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos. Ah, can't wait for the cholent. I want to dive into the cholent bowl. It's so big. I can swim around there with the peas, with the beer, with the beans. Watch out for the flying potato. Get that meat. Make sure I have a lot. Tells us what. Make sure there's a lot of meat in it this week. I want meat in every spoonful. What's Shabbos? Remember, the Shabbos is that people that do in the week who. Like the Yerushalmi says, like Nivri Yom Shabbos Yom Tovim Elo for Torah, to learn Torah from Miskasha by side. People make the mistake; they think Shabbos for a Baal Pas should be. It's brought down in the first that it used to be in Europe. That was the Metzias in Europe. Everybody, all the Baal Pas used to dominate on Shabbos. Come on, Rabbi, we get up early, you know, every day, 6 o'clock, Nate, I'll check, yeah, they used to get up 2 in the morning, well, I think in the we shouldn't bring this down, they used to get up 2 in the morning, it's very early in the morning, they used to learn, and they used to start Shabbos later, it's brought down the place, they used to start Shabbos later on Shabbos, so people should have more time to learn, not like, should have more time to, 9:30 Shabbos, Valdik, I can get a bagel in, early Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, Kriya Shema is later these days. Could wake up 9:15 and still get Kriya Shema. Unbelievable. They had a bagel. They used to get up 2 in the morning. People, working people, they used to come into a base medrash in Europe on Friday night. People wall to wall. Mamish wall to wall. People learning. Shabbos is the time to get great because they knew the whole week their mamish involved. And they realized that Shabbos, it's real miskash with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I'm not going to be, when I go to, out to work. That's the sort of Shemitah, but Shemitah is the mitzvah that teaches us on a tifa level. That everything's from Sinai, the mitzvah is from Sinai. And I have to work on becoming a free man from losing, not using the bialas, being mishtabit that the world, a person lives in this world and becomes mamish miskasha to this world in a way that he, that's it, this is the place, and I have to, and I'm the bialim, and this is my world. The person has to live that this is not his world. He has to live shemaimitik. He has to have his feet on on the ground, but his head has to be that I'm shemaim. And there's no more important Rabbi Yisai than a person in these days of Rabbi Yisai. The Achonah for Kabbalah Satori Rabbi Yisai. The Chayv Salvos writes in Shar B'Tov, this is so much important, it's so very important for B'nai Torah, especially B'nai Koyl Rabbi Yisai. Chayv Salvos writes in Shar B'Tov at the beginning over there, one of the big to'elas of a person has Baal B'Tov and Re'emunah Rabbi Yisai, is that he can be, in Avodas Hashem Rabbi Yisai, he can be an Oivet Hashem Be'emes. Because if a person is attached to Olam Hazeh, and he's so involved in Olam Hazeh, and he's not living with that Amunah, that the B'iri Olam is in control, I'm in control of Hazeh, so after he doesn't have Menuchas HaNefesh to serve Hashem. The biggest thing that a person needs for Menuchas HaNefesh to serve Hashem, our minds are so scattered without Menuchas HaNefesh, because we have worries, what's going to be with Parnasso, what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that. And every single thing I'm talking to myself, and it takes so much away from our Avodas Hashem, we can't connect to Hashem. We get so involved with Olam Hazeh, that Olam Hazeh becomes such a mainstay, such an important part of our lives, and we get so attached to it, and our worries in Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Yisai, are very, very, very powerful. And it doesn't let a person have Menuchas HaNefesh to Shtayim. And I'm nice that's mefurish, and we say it every morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Every morning, I hope you say it. In Birkas Kriyashma, Rabbi Yisrael. What do we say? Ava Rabbi Avtan, the bracha of Birkas Kriyashma, Rabbi Yisrael. Ava Rabbi Avtan, Hashem Avakin, Hacham Vagdol Yisrael, Chomal Toleinu. And we know that the Birkas Shmuel used to say this bracha, used to cry tears. And he said days that he didn't cry, Pesein Bilibeinu, all these words. He said he didn't feel he had, he learned it properly. This is the bracha, this is the bracha that a person has to get, being spoiled in every morning. Give me the courage to understand your Torah, this is the bracha, Birkas HaTorah. Right, the Gemara says, Hishkim, Yudhavim, Ibeiz, we learned to eat, Hishkim, a person learned Yudhavim, Ibeiz, and the person got up in the morning to learn before, after Abba Rabba, he doesn't have to eat Birkas HaTorah, Kvar Nifta, Abba Rabba, Abba Rabba, Birkas HaTorah. Before we get into the whole same believing law and the whole amen of Sega Sech, what do we say? Babur Abisenu Shabbat Chuvacha. Why are we ready to teach them Torah, to give them Ruchnias? Because they were boy, because they were Babur Abisenu Shabbat Chuvacha. They had Mamuna in you. Then you're ready to teach them Torah, to give them the Ruchnias. Without Bitochen, you'll be talking on Kodesh Baruch Rabbi Yisrael. Without that emes of bitachin, without the real emunah about Kodesh Baruch, to really be oimin and to feel Kodesh Baruch taking care of me and watching over me at every step, it's all bari oilam. You can't be zoyecha to Torah, my son. You can't be zoyecha to Torah. You want to be zoyecha? May I be drash as ma'in shmita leitzah asina. Sinai is the mokum and makabos of Moshe Kibo Torah mi Sinai. Shemitah is from Sinai, because Shemitah is the Amunah about Kodesh Baruch Hu. And without that Amunah, there's no Kabbalah HaTorah. You can't be Mekabel to do HaKodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, to go get an Esrig, and to go do all the mitzvahs. If you don't have complete Amunah, that's the B'nai Shlom's world, and he's in control, and I have nothing to worry about, I can do the mitzvahs of Menuchas Nefesh. I can sit and learn Torah in a Shemitah year, and my land is fallow, and there's bugs eating it up. And look at these today. Look at you go. We passed by something. I was going up Chol HaMoed. The Tveria, see these things, mamish. It looks fablunjit. These karkois, and the guy he's worked years. People don't understand. But go ask a farmer what it means. I saw articles about how the farmers, you don't understand how much serious nefesh it means, just letting it go. And going to a base measure and sitting and learning, you have 30,000 tomatoes just rotting away. But Amun is Shlemi, sitting and learning the Gemaras. And you take a guy who decides, listen, I'm not going to work 20 hours a day, I'm going to learn in the mornings. Oh, he can make more money in his money. He's thinking, oh, how much more money, and the dollar signs are coming out in his eyes, eyeballs. He has big dollar signs, how much money he can make. And he's saying, no, I'm going to donate the money to learn. And a guy who's in Koila, who's struggling, and he says, oh, I'm going to make it. But he comes to base measure, I always say, a guy comes to base measure, and his mind's thinking, what's he going to do? How's he pay his debt? So I don't know if he should come and learn. Ask a shayach or a rav. You're not learning anyway. You might as well go out to work and make some money and then learn what you can learn. If you can't make these measures, you're just the whole time thinking how you're going to make it through the month. You have to come with that tremendous mimunah bitachon, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the achonah for Kabbalah HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a difficult challenge, but a person has to know that he wants to be bezuchah to Torah, because Torah is mishabed a person to so many things. Torah is mishabed what to think in Torah. The person to do the mitzvahs all the time, Shabbos, and there's always a loss of money, and who knows when a loss, Chazal Shalom, because we know Shabbos Mevarach, but in the person, and superficially it looks like you have to give up in Olam Hazeh. We know the truth, that it's the Emes, the Cheirus, you come to a different level of being, spiritual being, above Olam Hazeh. We know that's what's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. But in the superficial oifen, how it looks to the world, how it looks to the naked eye, is that, what do you mean? What's going to be mit parbur hanuse? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? And it's tapa struggle for an avrech, for a person learning to be able to put that aside and say, no, the person, we know that a person learns Torah, and a person mishaves himself to Torah, because Baruch Hu takes care of all his necessities. The Netziv says in Parashas B'Shalach that that is the Yisrael of the man. That is Avtochem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that those who give themselves over be'emes to Torah will not lack their basic necessities. Says the Netziv, Avtochem of Torah. That anybody who's omel in Torah and gives himself over to Torah be'emes will not lack his basic necessities. But it takes emunah, Rabbi Yisrael. Takes an emes and moon to believe in the very oilam. He, it's his world, and he can do anything he wants. He can make it that a person has whatever, any time has whatever he needs. He does make it that way, but a person could feel that way, and a person could chas v'shalom not feel that way. The teretz is emes b'tochan that the very oilam of Yisrael. Emes b'tochan, man, this comes to you. It's not about talking about it. Not a bad person has to work on midas habitachon, especially a person that gives himself over to limud haTorah. That's the kedoma to kabbalas haTorah, versus bitachon. That's where shmita comes out every year. Parakol parashas right before kabbalas haTorah, versus shvuas. That's why shmita's proser nisinai mokam haTorah. And in order to be emes bizurcha to that level of kabbalas haTorah be emes, you have to work on emunah b'tochan, Rabbi Yisrael. I think that in the list of things that we need to work on, Rabbi Yisrael, in this time of year, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a lot of things to work on. We spoke of last week, of HaToy Lecha, the Midah, to be a kabbal, to be an emes of, to be emes of kli, be filled up, Rabbi Yisrael. I think that part of the time a person should put take about to work on his midas habitachon, because if a person wants to be kabel Torah be'emes and be kabel limla Torah, be kabel oil Torah, and to be a person that wants to be mosed to Torah and not have daigas oil mazer, that's the biggest thing that takes away from all. Even Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hei, Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shimon Bar Yochai, the Helek Lag Oimer, Taf Lamed Hei, Shimon Bar Yochai says. Where's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, look, the Gemara of Shimon Bar Yochai sheet is for everybody. Turn off the tape recorder. We can't tell this to everybody, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai sheet is that a person, look, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, how could it be that we tell the Rav Shmuel holds that a person should work, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Oime, Efshon, Mchorish, Mishas Charisha, Vizreya, Mishas Zriya, Vizreya, Mishas Vidosh, Mishas Tisha, he's busy the whole year with Torah. What's the name of El Bizman, Yisrael, Nas, what's going to be in Parnusa? Malachtin Nas, it'll come, Rabbi Yisrael. It'll come. How? Can you be Rabbi, can you explain on a paper how are these guys supposed to make, how their thousands, hundred thousands of Bnei Koilel, generations today of Bnei Koilel, who have Parnasa, they're making it, okay, this, that, but the mice, it's happening, it's a nace. Everybody's saying, okay, that first generation, next generation, now we're home by the third generation. You have the grandpapa sitting in the Mir Yeshiva, 75, next to him is his son-in-law, at 62, and under there is his grandson. He's a young 45, and his great grandson just entered up Usher Ariel this year. They're all on the same bench in the Mir Yeshiva, still getting 800 shekel. Grandpa, can you make some more money? What's pshat? The teretz is Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, the Gemara says not for everybody, but the Gemara comes out. And the Biskarov, we learn that anybody who wants Mekabel Ol Torah, but the Yisoid HaTorah, but has to start with a working on this thing, Rabbi Yisrael, of Emunah B'Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Hilik Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did a L'maisa, Rabbi Yisrael. We see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai L'maisa. The whole thing we're talking Lag Ba'Omer, we're talking about like what happened, what was Lag Ba'Omer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what was his guy, the Morin Shabbos, Lam Gimel, going to have it, Be'ez Hashem. He went into a cave 12 years with his son Elazar. Okay, he had to run away. How did he survive? It was a pel of the gazar. So Zok the Chazal, the stream came by, the chorav tree. They had everything they needed. Everything they needed just came out. How did, what's the pshat about it? Because the pshat is that person that totally believes 100% with Amunah Shlema that it's a Bayri Olam's world, and I'm doing with what I understand his Ratzon, I can't lose out. It's not going to happen. Oh, be Masbrit? Right. A pi nature, a pi Olam Hazeh, we can't be Masbrit, but we're spiritual. We're living above that, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the Yisoid of Shimon Bechai, Rabbi Yisrael. Shimon Bechai taught us this Yisoid. He taught us this Yisoid by going into the cave with his son and teaching us that Torah matahaya to Torah. If you don't, you have to learn Torah no matter what. Mesiris Nefesh, they were running after us for teaching Torah. And how is he going to mean? Finest of the Chazal, everything worked out for him. Torah, what's the one Malach did not say? It happened, it came by itself. And even Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chaim Elohim Medayek, Hanik Bahen, meaning Dechertz. So Rabbi Chaim Elohim, Hanik Bahen, Torah to Torah, do Dechertz, meaning you'd be learning all day. Your mind's not on the Parnassah. Again, the same story. Your mind is the word, but you're not even thinking. You're thinking Torah all day. Why are you working? Because you know that's what I'm supposed, that's my life, that's what I'm here for. Spiritual. Okay, you might have to physically earn doubt, but that's not where your mind is. How's the person supposed to be? Rabbi Shmuel is a hard imagery in a certain way. How are you supposed to do that? The Teretz is this is so, but the person Mayim is designed that's the Ikka. Burishum the Shah world. So okay, I have to physically my work, but my mind is attached to every universe. We could go on and on about side, but this is a gewaldig Yisoid of us. I think that with that I myself I know the chizik, and that's why I wanted to talk about this now. This Yisoid of us that we have to mechazik every single person, no matter what they're doing. You say, oh, there's all this for the Bnei Torah, especially at this time, Bnei Koilel, people in Koilel especially, and you see going around, unbelievable, it was the Mesiris Nefesh, and people in Koilel are barely making, and Baruch Hashem, you have to be a Mayim, and if I want to, I really, but to do it, not just I'm fake, I want to do it, but I want to learn, and the comment, and come in that Talmud Chochem, and spend many years in Koilel, many years I can, until I go out in the world. So, I'm ready to take on that Mesiris Nefesh, because I know, Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem will support me, the Baruch Hashem will take care of me. And for the Balabas, that's out there, because the tape goes out to everybody. This is a tape with shears open to everybody. For the Balabas also, I'll take off some of my time of learning. I'll give up some time of my summer. I'll give up anything. What's going to be with that extra money, that extra... The same you saw it. You want to be able to have that chayrus from Oilam Hazeh. And be able to be spiritual and have that connection with the Kodesh Baruch. We want to be able to go into the base medrash and be totally. We want to be able to go on Shabbos, like Rashi says in Shabbos. When you come to Shabbos, it should be like your malach. You shouldn't think about it. You may have hero that may, what about this business? No, I shouldn't think of having kimalach and asuri. It's like finished already. And every time I go to do a spiritual thing, it should be that matzah, because I understand that I'm not in control. If I'm in control, so I have to think of more ways. I'm not in control. Rishon's world. What's going to be? The more I do his Ratzon, the more I'm Oisik in his Torah, which brings Sheva to the world. I'm guaranteed success. We should be Zoych of Eiz Hashem. For our own Menuchas Nefesh, for our understanding of our Lord, it's so important. I understand how Choshev this Ein is for Kinyan HaTorah. For Kinyan HaTorah. Because the person of his mind is occupied and always battered away by this thing, all of us, and that thing is Parnosa, and that. He goes, he's worried about this, what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that. You see, they were daily oilam, the kids were not feeling well, this and that. They would go to the Beis Yisrael, they would learn Ke'ilu. The Vachonim was once learning with the Chavetz Chaim, everybody knows the story. And he got a message, his wife just gave birth, no time for us to give birth. It wasn't like today, you go in, and there's 12 doctors around you, trying to get the baby out as soon as possible. And 10 minutes, they didn't have barely anybody, and she was giving birth all alone. And Chonam Vassman was by the Chavetz Chaim, and he got a telegram. His wife just gave birth, so he said the Chavetz. He thought he should go home. He said to the Chavetz Chaim, "Yes, are you a moyel? What are you going home for?" What do you mean, I'm daddy? I'm a daddy. Are you a moyel? What are you going to the bris for? Sit and learn. We can't say that in this generation, Chas v'Shalom, respect. learning Torah. We're not holding that medarg, Rabbi Yisrael. But this mitzias was, they went to the Beis Medrash, the unbelievable stories, you know, went with who knows what was going on in the house, and they're totally, that was it. They say stories of Chayyim Shah, big doyim, that the kids were mamish sick. Very sick. They went to the Beis Medrash, they learned about small, nothing, or what you know, your mind's thinking about this, and how am I going to pay the water bill, and then how can you get that toast in your brain? Half your brain is occupied with the water bill. Half this part is occupied with the water bill. Here's the electric bill. Here's the food bill. There's no room for the Torah bill. There's no room over there. Here's the food bill, water bill, electric bill. Your wife needs jewelry for paste for sukkahs. Maybe on the nose we get some Torah in there through the nostril. This part, everything's occupied. The person should come to the Kailo Kilo Malach and Asura. How's that possible? That's what we have to learn. You come to the Beis Medrash, Kilo Malach and Asura. How do we get Chesh Shmita? Go look at the farmers! They should be sitting there buying the tomatoes, crushing away, rotting away. Apples! Rotten apples! Crab apples! Beautiful, beautiful apples! I just want to pick one! No, sir. Let it rot! One banana! It's all bananas! Over the bananas! Rotten bananas, please. Don't touch those bananas! Maybe a grapefruit, please! Not even a peach. Nothing. Go to the Beis Medrash and watch all your 30,000 tomatoes rot away. Get in there. Come on. How are you supposed to do that? Amuna b'tochon. It's the Beis Hashem's world. I have nothing to fear. Shnayim Erech Simitalis! That's what I'm worried about. I don't know the Pshan Taisis. Come tap him on the back. The tomatoes, look out the window! Shnayim Erech Simitalis! That's the tzivu of Klal Yisrael. I think we need to mechazik to work on the midas of emunah of us in order that Torah becomes ingrained in us. So Chazal say, we're ending. Onit leTorah leOichlei Mon, Loshna Chazal. Oichlei Mon, they went to the midbar and said, what they have? They didn't. There was nothing. What's it going to be all that? Well, let's go to the Makola. You want to get a can of peas. Green giant peas. There's no Makola. It's a mirage. You don't see no Makola there. It's the desert. The Sahadri desert here. You're seeing things. So what are we eating? Oh, don't worry. Tomorrow things are coming down from heaven. What are we going to eat? How do you know... You go to the Beis Medrash. Chazal said, what were they in the midbar for? The Torah should move a little bit dumb. You see, Rabbi, the same you said, they had to live with that Amunah Torah. But what are they supposed to, what are they doing in the midbar? Says Chazal, just to learn the Torah should move. What about, how are we going to eat tomorrow? It's coming down by the doorstep. And it came down the next day. Oh, well, maybe we take a little extra, you know, put it in the knapsack. Few of those meatballs, put them in the freezer, wrap them up. Rotten. How do we know tomorrow? Get to the Beis Medrash. Don't ask questions. Bereshim said, "We sit and learn. We'll be taken care of." So Moshe Rabbeinu kachts and sent us achas v'hanach lehem ledoyros. So when asked you, you're in shiva and koil, how are you going to make it? Here, see this. Man. You know what a man is? It's also called mon. In order to say it right. Man! They made it in the midbar. Then Amuna b'tochon. If it is that we want to become Talmid Chum, we want to move the b'tochon, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the achon of Gabal. We want to, especially the Avrech, Rabbi Yisrael, especially people. If you're in a bacha today, what's going to be in my future, this and that. If I do his rasa, if I Shoymish Mita Vitsivisi as Bechosi to have bracha, but not only will you get back, you have an unbelievable bracha. If you keep the Shabbos, I'm giving up another day of work, you know how much money you can make? El Al. They started to keep, they kept the Shabbos, they started for Tzkufa, they started Michal Shabbos. They said, what do you mean? We make the cheshbono. Pulling the accountant, put on his any glasses, put on his glasses. Oh, the accountant, Mr. Bernstein, accountant. If you do cheshbono, if you 6 days you're making this, the seventh day, El Al should be made. I think we should get rid of the Sabbath. We'll make much state here, 20 billion, 28 billion! It's guaranteed! They started Michal Shabbos. They were going in losses. Call Mr. Bernstein again. His records don't make sense. I can't understand this. You keep it's an extra day. There should be another 10 billion. Something's wrong here. Yeah, because it says in the Bible, you don't keep the Shabbos, you know bracha. It's the Bereshit's world. You don't keep it, it doesn't happen. Shabbos the Makor Bracha. He's running out. When's it over? Well, we got news on the Rizman. The Maharizman. Meheri. Get it out of there, quick. Shabbos is out. Got that cigarette, 2 minutes out. Where are you running? What do you mean? We got to make Parnosa. Sabbath is out, we got to make Parnosa. Okay, we kept the Shabbos. Get it out quick. Fool. The whole panos comes from Shabbos. I always get that marshal, guys. He's under Reb Chaim Kanievsky's head. And he's Chaim's giving a brach of panos. Chaim's giving a kavana. His friend is pulling him out. We gotta get to Yerushalayim. It's a big deal, the lotto. We're getting the brach for the lotto now. What are you pulling me out? He's running out of Shabbos to go do his panos. Shabbos is the thing that gives you panos. Are you crazy? What's the earliest man? The feed, this shita, he's out of there. I gotta get that minion 12 minutes after Shabbos. You know, they don't have the shoes, not a shoe, it's in the backyard somewhere. By the pool. Quickly get it out, because the rabbi's shoe, they down 35, too quick, I gotta get out of there. We gotta be a Habdallah, Mamad, we gotta go out with the Shabbos, we gotta be in the car. We gotta be in the car, Mamad, be the yuk, with my cigarette. That's the bracha, you fool. That's the bracha. When you stay longer, Kabul Shah, go further into Shabbos. What are you doing? What are you crazy? This is the go for the bracha barnosa. So you keep Shabbos, doesn't make sense. The test, because the burden comes from the world. You keep Shabbos, you're going to have bracha, you'll have barnosa. So keep more Shabbos. And Allah saw that. They say what they did. They saw that they started keeping Shabbos and the things went up. They got rid of Mr. Bernstein. They had a new accountant. He was called Shabbat, Mr. Shabbat. Sephardi. Anyway, so a person says it doesn't add up. You're in Kolel. What's the whole Kolel that you get from the Kolel? The whole thing doesn't add up. The Torah brings bracha to the world. Next week's parasha, Bechukose Teilechu. Says the Pesukim, you're going to get this and that. Like, oh, the bracha comes to the world. So a guy can lose out by learning Torah, Rabbi Yisai. It doesn't add up. It doesn't. We have to believe. And first, that's the story. We've got to work on it. Because in the Shunas, and the Shunas don't want to take us away. And if we stay in the Kollel, or we stay in learning, or we take time out a few hours in the morning, there's always that knock in the head, the woodpecker is going in our head, in the back of the head, but you could be making more money. More money. In the back of the head, the woodpecker is going. But it says, it's the Bnei Yerushalayim's world, Shemitah, Har Sinai, Bavu Avasin Shepot Chuvcha. This is the Achonah Rabbi Yisai, for Kabbalah, for Shavuos Rabbi Yisai, to work. During this time, and I'm going to be talking to that we're not going to lose out by keeping his Torah, not one order for care, tivisius, bechotzi, be'ez Hashem, because the Pesuk says, Hashem silcho, Hashem is the more we put out and be talking, like a shadow, says the Chavos HaVavos, the more you put out, the more you be'emes believe, the more you be'emes believe, not like the guy one time, you know, they say a joke about a guy, he was once, he fell off a cliff, and he landed on a branch, and a booming voice came out. If you believe, let go with one hand. He said, I believe. He let go with one hand. The booming voice came out again. If you believe, let go with the other hand. And he looks down underneath, looks up again, he said, is there anybody else up there? That has to be our Amuna, but there's no one else. We totally believe Hashem Silchot, that Shmuel was in charge. We're ready to go through thick and thin. But for Tzivisias Berchosi, B'schusti Amuna B'tochon, B'zuch V'atalamdein Chukei Chaim, Hashem will teach us His Torah. We trust in Him 100% and nothing, no, we keep His Torah and every single mitzvah. We're not going to have any single loss from it. Nor Berocha V'atzlocha on all our lives. Abisucha v'talamdim chugichayim v'no kol ha-torah kulo v'gernachas ruach li-yoytzreinu.